Zalengo, this is Kanadi Kentaco. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, December 23rd, 2001 at 11:30 p.m. entitled The Human Rights Patrol Part Number 31 at the Movies, The Matrix Part 2. Your guest will be out of the Criminal Enterprise called Chicago, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Kaka Ken Callier. Your host will be out of the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kentaco. Have a pleasant flight.
Our
Folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him, truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought in so.
See, this crook called Sam did come up when he made our folks his slaves.
His posse did the same in Europe, and yes, they too must pay.
The lesson, the mind of thyself will help us all move forward.
We're taught it will teach us by self to rise to tote the torch.
Like those days we were to beat down, yet unhooked from our souls.
Seeking truth will turn that around with a human rights patrol.
We know that we have rights. That's right, rights at our birth. That's right, those rights are human rights. They show our purpose on this earth. It's time we know that we have rights. That's right, rights at our birth. That's right, those rights are human rights, they show our purpose on this earth.
The People's Choice Human Rights Radio. Giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you. For our 4,569th night of broadcasting, it's time for volume number 31 of that Human Rights Radio co-creation. We call the Human Rights Patrol. And to remind y'all who makes it possible for so many of y'all to hear this program across the criminal enterprise called the United States and around the world, we call upon war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Dada Kanadi Kentaco, and Zelango to you over there, warrior.
Zelango.
You want to remind the folks who makes the Human Rights Patrol possible for so many folks to be heard across the planet Earth?
We're going to say Zelango to Human Rights Radio, 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yuhuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, and 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, Burned by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP, in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the real wide web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Warrior, and we'll be shouting at you again later on as you remind the folks across the planet who makes it possible for them to hear the Human Rights Patrol, who accepts that responsibility that the Creator puts on them to make it possible for them to hear. Well, let's go across the by way of telephone up to the criminal enterprise called Chicago, Illinois. Let's talk again with war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Brother Ken Kyer, and Zelango to you, Warrior.
Brother, how you doing today?
Brother, it's beautiful having you right black to black on the Human Rights Patrol. And it was so, the program we did, Volume 30, was so cool that we had to come back with this brother right back to back with Volume 31. And isn't that interesting how the numbers ended up like that, brother? Part two of the Matrix. I'm talking to the brother who we first talked to at Human Rights Radio back in May 1st, 1994. And our first program was Inside, what, Masonry from the Inside, can I? Yeah, Masonry from the Inside. So when we talk about this being the 31st volume of the Human Rights Patrol, we know we're closing in on the completion of another level of comprehending things as we further break down this movie, The Matrix. This is volume two of part two of the thing we're doing on The Matrix and Human Rights Patrol set. We call that the movies. And Ken Kyer has been known for a lot of years as being an excellent African in terms of analyzing these things on the screen and bringing information to us. And, you know, a lot of us don't do very many things the same. And one of the things I know a lot of Africans do, watch that screen. And so we can help comprehend a lot of things going on around us if we can find something that we have in common to relate to. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And brothers began volume 30 and ended volume 30 with a very profound comment about, you know, checking out the reality that we in and stuff like that. And brother, why don't you kick off volume 31 with that, and let's go on into part two then from there of at the movies, The Matrix.
Well, basically, have you ever had a dream that seemed so real that when you woke up, you couldn't tell the dream state from reality? You're disorientated for a moment, and you finally come to your senses. And when you look at what goes on right now, are we living in someone else's reality? And if so, we better find out what it is, and we better find out what the real deal is all about.
In part one, brother, we talked about the characters in the movie, and we kind of gave like a early, you know, the early part of what the, you know, the movie was about in a sense. This part, I know you're ready to take the folks a little deeper. So let's flow on into that.
Okay, where I left out last time when I was talking about some of the so-called evil characters or the bad guys in the movie, within this movie, this dream state, this computer-generated fantasy, the computer program or the artificial intelligence created three beings or three separate programs that take the form of white men who wear sunglasses and dark suits, similar to the Will Smith movie Men in Black, where they go around looking for those people who are not in sync with the program to eliminate them.
Sound like the CIA to me.
The CIA, and then, well, they're called agents.
Yeah, they are, ain't they?
They don't have names, they're just called agents.
Right, right, right. And the way they die is a trip, ain't it?
When they find out, when the character Neo finds out that he is greater than, because see, the thing about this movie, to go to an earlier movie, that, you know, we all watched as a kid and whatnot, The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
So, you know, little Dorothy gets lost, goes to fantasy land where there's the Wicked Witch of the East, there's the Good Witch of the West. She's got to find her way to the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And then she goes through this whole journey. She goes through the entire movie, and what happens at the end of the movie? Whoever the character was that I think it was the Good Witch of the West or whatever comes back and says, if you want to go home, all you got to do is just think it.
Want it.
Your heel, imagine what you want, and then you're going to get it.
Yeah.
But she had to go through this whole movie, going through all these trials and tribulations and whatnot. And in The Matrix, the character Morpheus is trying to tell Neo. Now, this is the part that kills me. The brother is telling the white boy that you got to break beyond the programming. You have to go beyond the programming. The programming is fantasy. It isn't real. You are. You can outthink the program. But he has to go and get the white boy to become the savior. He already has, the black man already has the knowledge, but it's like, I have the knowledge, but in order to execute it, I still need to go get me a white boy.
I mean, that's still savior on the cross thing.
There we go.
I mean, you're still talking about, and I don't know, like I said before, there is no decent white person, I don't know where they would be, but there is no decent one that would ever want a black person to look up to a white person as their hero. I mean, I'm serious. I would not want a white person to have to look up to a black person as their hero.
Mm-hmm.
If they are going to find anything good about themselves, they're going to have to be able to look at their own kind and find inspiration.
That's right.
Period. But whites don't deal like that. And you might as well know that, right? A lot of blacks think that, you know, and that's the whole thing in that movie, is trying to make it look like they got those parts that we missing, when in fact we got the parts they ain't never had. See, brother got the knowledge, but he don't really got all it takes to bring the stuff out. You know what I'm saying? He got to go get, you know, the pilgrim.
Yeah, right? Then he got to convince him of what's going on.
Yeah.
He already knows what's going on. The people that they done liberated, these other people on this ship, which interestingly enough, this ship that they're on, because in this movie, you know, the world is conquered by artificial intelligence. Almost everybody in mankind is hooked into a machine,
mm-hmm.
and they're using their energy to keep the machine going.
Right.
And in order to keep the people docile, they keep them in a dreamlike state while they're actually in real life being hooked up to a machine, never knowing what's going on.
Like Eli Lilly passing out crack, right?
Well, with drugs. I mean, when you people on drugs, on alcohol and whatnot, you know, I got too many problems. I can't deal with this. So
right.
I got to go and get this now.
Yeah, well, that's what Eli Lilly. I said Eli Lilly and crack, because crack is Prozac.
Hey.
It's the same thing, man. Pharmaloc, so is Ritalin. I mean, they got everybody smoking crack or swallowing crack or something.
The whole planet is on the drug economy.
Hey,
drugs out the picture. The so-called whole world economy will just collapse.
Drugs.
They're on the spot.
The European world is a hallucinating world.
Mm-hmm.
You go back when they had opium in Europe, man, you know, five out of six working class houses, and all of them worked in Europe, okay? All of them was on opium, man. Whatever the king passed out. I mean, that's the real. So this movie is not far-fetched because we are in the midst of a whole nation of folks who actually fantasize about the truth. But what they're trying to reinforce, don't worry about it. If you don't find a white boy to get out on point, there ain't no hope.
That's right.
I mean, you black people, you think, but you go back to the brothers and sisters that was in the 60s. And while we was protesting for human decency, what was the white kid saying? I'm not taking a bath. I don't care what my parents say. That was the thrust of their struggle.
That's right.
Not wanting to take a bath or something.
The hippies, growing hair, having sex out in the field. And
there you go.
Going to Woodstock.
And what was we talking about? Human dignity. Okay? So let's get real about that. And here they're going to bring this movie, like, and reinforce the notion that whatever we might be about, it won't really be about much until we put that white icing on the cake.
That's right.
And what did Malcolm say about your coffee when you add cream?
Don't it dilute it? But anyway.
It used to keep you awake, now it put you to sleep.
But I think it's also interesting, too, when we talk about these three agents in this movie, you know, policing, trying to keep everything in order, it's three of them.
Mm.
I think it's like the Masonic connection. You know,
Jay Blige, Jay Blair. Is it Jay Blige, Jay Blair, and Jay Bloom, or whatever them clowns, whatever them clowns' name is?
That's right. Jubilee, Jubilee, and Jubilee, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. The ones that came and beat down boy Hiram, right?
That's right.
Right, right, okay.
No, the temple, you know.
There you go.
And in this case, this is another kind of temple.
And Neo was Hiram,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Hiram Abiff.
Right, the master builder.
The mythical master builder of the mythical temple and that mythical place that we like to call the State of Israel. But anyway, that's another story.
Well, one thing I do have to say about the State of Israel, they do provide hope for everybody that are told they don't have a chance if they're in the minority. You know what they represent, brother? 0.0001% of the world's population. So if you think you can't do much because you're small in number, look at them boys. They got it going. You know, what Steve Coakley say? They got it for one reason, because they will kick your ass, man.
That's right.
They don't. So what if they got to live in sealed up rooms?
I tell you. But, we could go on.
They got their money, though, don't they? Living in sealed up rooms. They in charge, ain't they?
There's different degrees of, I guess you get into the whole thing about what's real power.
Okay, so I think we're going to see in a moment what they've been chosen for.
But you got your earthly power, and then you got the power of the Almighty Creator.
Right, right, right. There you go.
Which one do you want to back, you know?
Okay. Okay.
The temporary thing that can be taken out at any time, or the thing that's continuous, that it can never be taken out.
That's why we be talking about human rights, brother.
That's where it's at.
That's where it's at, man. I mean, you know, that's where it's at. But see, like I said, one of the most dangerous parts about them promoting, again, the white fella as the savior in the show is, look at the world's population and look how few white folks there are on earth.
Mm-hmm.
See, you telling the majority of the world y'all struck. Y'all better not get rid of us. Right? Y'all need us. Right?
Definitely. You know, we're going back to illusion. When the smallest part of the population on the planet can dominate the rest of the planet and enforce their religion, their will, their military might, and everything else,
man, that
on the rest of the planet.
When they got that TV screen, that white boy went crazy, man.
Well, hey, they use that TV screen and that movie screen to the fullest advantage.
And they do.
That tone. I mean, back in the 70s and whatnot, what got a lot of us off track? What that still got our people off track, when they finally gave us an image of a black man, he was what? He was Superfly. He was the Mac.
There you go.
He was Willie Semite. He was driving them big, fancy, gaudy Cadillacs. And
anti the people.
Them wild-looking clothes. And
there you go.
Women and drugs and everything else and whatnot. And it turned a whole nation of people from one direction. Because we just got through with the Civil Rights era. They had to put us to sleep.
There you go. And that's what they did with all that.
And they put those images out there, Shaft and everything else and whatnot, and got us going in the wrong direction.
That's the real.
Getting hooked on that image.
We can't deny it. Go ahead, brother.
It's like in this particular movie. You know, the movie has so many different things in it wrapped into one. There's a part where Morpheus, while he's educating the white boy, Neo, on what his role should be to liberate all of mankind and break past the programming and everything else and whatnot, there's a part in the movie where he says, I got to take you to the Oracle because she's the one that knows whether or not you got it or not, that can tell you your destiny. Because, and this is Morpheus talking, because he's telling Neo that it was the Oracle that told me that I would find you. So they get back into the programming, right? They go back into this programming where they think that they're back on good old planet Earth and whatever major city and whatnot. They go to an apartment building to meet the Oracle. The door opens up, and you know who the Oracle is? This person that has all this insight and everything else?
Who is it, brother?
It's a black woman.
Ain't it the truth?
It's a black woman.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? And what did old boy say? Mama!
Well, he didn't say mama. He kind of looked at it strange and whatnot, but I just wanted to show you the connection here. And again, it's a small part of the movie, but just if I can hopefully get across a connection here when they show you a black female in such a pivotal role, even though it's a small role, but it's just as pivotal as the characters who's got the rest of the movie to themselves and all those lines and whatnot. There was another science fiction movie, and I admit I'm a science fiction nut, that I saw called Starship Trooper.
Hey, brother, ain't nothing wrong with Buck Rogers.
And the movie Starship Troopers briefly was about, you know, Earth fighting against these insects on other planets. Now, at the beginning of the movie, when these spacemen go out there to fight against these bugs, they get their butts whipped because their lead commander back on Earth was a white man. They called him a Sky Marshal. In fact, you looked at that movie and you looked at the uniforms those people was wearing in that movie just briefly, they looked a lot like Nazi uniforms.
Mm.
Even though this was, you know, all these American white boys in this movie, whatever. But then when they decided to change their game plan because they found out that the bugs were smarter than the so-called humans, they bring up a black woman
right
in this movie Starship Trooper, and they make her the leader of the military. And at that point, they changed their strategy, and they started going back, and they started kicking these insects in the behind. But it was a black woman they called up in this movie.
Often.
Like in The Matrix, they got to go to the Oracle, who's a black woman, to tell everybody their destiny.
Now, where does that,
how to defeat this machine.
Where does that word Oracle come from? Don't that come from the Greek thing?
It comes from the Greek thing, too.
So here you got Morpheus, Greek thing, right?
That's right.
And he black. And you got the Oracle.
Yes, Greek Oracle.
Greek thing.
And Neo.
Okay.
That's also often associated with, like I said, neophyte.
Oh, right.
Organizations. You're a new member in something.
Right.
Crossed over, whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, so you got all, you know, they throwing out Greek mythology. They throwing out the Christian thing. In the movie, Neo, and this is a very important point. We talk about, you know, Neo and Christ. In the movie, there's a point where Neo is killed by the agents. But then Trinity, the white girl, the Holy Trinity, the white female, goes into the program to revive Neo, saying, I know you're the one. I'm in love with you. I'm this, I'm that. You got to live. You the one.
The white girl is in the Trinity. Now, that's very significant politically, African sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They've never referred to a female in Trinity, the Trinity, right?
That's right.
I'm not talking about the show because the show is full of all kind of symbolism. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the symbolism of this is they've never showed a female as a part of their Trinity. But when they do, it's a white female.
It's a white female.
I mean, she the last female.
But when you look at that thing, again, you know, and
she bring old boy back, don't she? Like Isis.
He comes back. He revives himself after that little sweet touching message from Trinity.
Hey, brother, was that an Isis? He
comes back, and then he starts kicking the agents behind.
Hey, brother, was that an Isis thing there?
Yeah.
Huh? With old girl? I know you're the one.
Yeah.
Did you see where her hands was all this time?
Well, you know, they had to revive it. They went all over Egypt looking for his parts, right?
Well.
Like Hiram Abiff, right?
Yeah, man.
And the Masons will tell you in a minute in their writings, because you guys are black Masons, they ain't going to know it. But in the writings of the white Masons, they tell you where they stole their stuff, where they got their stuff from.
They don't believe in nothing but them parties.
Hey, well, the black ones do, but the white boys, you know, when they talk about Illinois Masonic Hospital,
okay,
the educational system that we have today was founded by Masons back in the founding of this country.
Look where all the schools was at first.
West Point, Annapolis, their military schools were Masonic schools.
All lodges, all founded in lodges, all the schools.
Lodges, the military system, the educational system. This movie?
That's right.
With all the symbolism they had in this movie and whatnot, they were throwing out masonry, they were throwing out the Christ thing, they were throwing out the ISIS thing, they were throwing everything out, but we were being entertained.
Well, y'all go out and check out on the Human Rights Patrol, check out Volume 9 and 10, because we dealt with Masons found in the country and the influence of Skull and Bones in this land, which is another Masonic order.
Oh, yeah.
So, go ahead, brother. We got a couple more minutes on this here.
Okay, well, the main thing, again, about this whole movie and whatnot, like I said, is that you got all this going on. You know, when I saw this movie when it first came out with my son, and after we saw the movie and we were walking back home, and I told my son, whose name is Kenny, too, and I said, you know what? It's going to take me a little while, but we just saw something, and there were so many messages, I got to go back and start looking up names. And it was interesting that it wasn't too long after the movie came out. It was Entertainment Weekly, and unfortunately, I don't have the copy in front of me that can give you the actual date this publication came out and everything else for people to look up. But it was Entertainment Weekly, and it would have been around the time that the movie was released, or shortly after the movie was released. They did a breakdown of Matrix, which is basically what I just got talking about today, just to let you know that it wasn't just me coming up with this crazy stuff, but they took the characters, and this is Entertainment Weekly that comes out on a weekly basis that talks about all the things coming out of movies and TVs and ratings and everything else and whatnot. They did a breakdown of the Matrix where Nebuchadnezzar, the name of the ship that characters were on, was called the Nebuchadnezzar, who was, and if you look in the Bible, he was the king of Babylon.
Right.
King of Babylon, who was noted for allowing the people he conquered to retain their religious beliefs because he felt he can control them a lot better that way.
Right. You can't go against their nature. Right?
Well, just here it is that these characters were on the ship called the Nebuchadnezzar. Then they were referring in the movie, they kept saying that the last human city, the last city not conquered by the machines, was a city called Zion. Wow. Zion.
Boy, they something else. The chosen people again, huh?
Yeah.
They something else. Well, they lie about everything else. Might as well lie about that, right?
Well, you know, the producers of the movie were called the Wachowski brothers. So, I mean, it's not that far-fetched they would be throwing this kind of stuff in there.
Well, you got to made up history, brother. What's the point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You made up your everything, made up your calendar, made up everything else, might as well, right?
Well, when your enemy is your deity, when you worship in something that despises you, that historically has despised you, and when you go back, it's just a matter of going back, you're looking at your J.A. Rogers and all the other black historians, and even some white historians who tell the truth, and they telling you who was the first peoples on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling you this. You look at Australia. I use this as a prime example. Australia, the island continent that, you know, where the white boys from England went there, they were all prisoners and prostitutes. And
right.
Took over the whole continent. Well, the people who were there when they got there were called the what? The Aborigine people.
Right.
Or the Aboriginal.
Right.
The original.
The first.
The first.
Right.
Origin, original,
right.
Aborigine.
Right.
We say these words and doesn't really, we don't even like go back and check the meanings and whatnot. But these are the first people. not only for that continent, but we're talking about for the first people, period.
And he just beat them down, didn't he?
And they came in there and they tried to wipe them out.
Yeah, they did. And you know, a lot of white folks will say, white folks, you know, like Native people, they always got their stuff. Well, where the Native folks at then? Because they always got the beads and the vest on.
Well,
where the Native folks?
We got the Chicago Blackhawks. We got that.
You're right. Right. Oh, man, brother.
The Illini.
I'm glad you reminded me.
His name is, you know. Okay. They don't mind keeping the symbolism of what they conquered, but like you said, where the people at?
Right. And you think about this, African people, while you tripping on it. You know the worst time that our people have ever had on the planet Earth was their best time? And they can't deny that? You know why those two things happened? Because of them. And their attitude. And ain't nobody can ever tell nobody that ain't true. Right?
That's right.
Brother, you know, it's all about us dealing with the truth. And I'm glad we had an opportunity to talk with y'all. Brother Kennedy and I ain't talked this long since back in the 90s. And it don't seem like it's been a day missing, does it, brother?
It seemed like just about yesterday.
Well, brother, we're going to have to get you back up on here and do some more of these movies and call upon some of your expertise in other areas to share with folks in our effort to define and decode what's really going on so we can get out of this situation. Because I know my people's like me. We're tired of this. You know what I'm saying? We've been in this situation too long. And the only way we're going to get out of it, the elders teach, is if we look at the situation we're in like it is, then we can come up with correct solutions. You know, whatever sports team you watch, and I know a lot of y'all do, whatever sports team you watch, you know, if they don't look at that other team and what they're doing and try to come up with a solution to solve that, they're going to get mocked.
That's right.
And so we got a team out there that's dedicated to living a good life at our expense.
Right.
You can't deny it. Well, why don't we live a good life at our expense? You better see what they're doing and bring it to an end, or you won't, because you can see, despite the kind of life you've made for them, they ain't interested in you having nothing decent. It's obvious, ain't it, brother?
To me, it's crystal clear.
Brother, can you hold on the line a second?
Yes, I can.
Let us call upon Kennedy again to share with the folks around the planet Earth who makes it possible for them to hear the Human Rights Patrol in an earthly sense. Kennedy, would you shout that out for the folks?
We're going to say Zalango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yahuru and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, and 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, burned by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP and the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew, and at 96.3 FM in the Criminal Enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the Real Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
And those of you up and down the Human Rights Radio Network, if you want to find the first program we had with Brother Ken, it's Flight 1692. That was May 1st, 1994. Masonry from the Inside. You've got quite a few programs that Brother has contributed in the past. And Brother Ken, it's an honor to have an opportunity to share the microphone with you and share research with you. And every time I talk to you, I realize how little I really know. It's an honor to have you on the phone with us again.
Well, the honor is all mine, and I tell you, it's really a joy. You know, the preachers on Sunday get a great joy out of giving their message, you know, to their relative congregations all across the country, and particularly in the black community. And I think it's equally a joy to be able to get this kind of information out to people so it can help them help themselves.
Brother, I agree with everything you said except about the preachers. I think they'd be more happy when that plate come back around to the front. You know how we have to do it like that, brother? You got to go.
Brother, I stand humbly corrected.
You left it for me to say. That's real good, brother. On the telephones with us tonight, out of the Criminal Enterprise called Chicago, Illinois, is one correspondent commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force. He's a movie critic. The brother's got some knowledge on a lot of subjects, and we're going to call upon his expertise if the creator's willing in the future as many times as he's available. That's Brother Ken Kaya out of the Criminal Enterprise called Chicago. I want to thank Kennedy for shouting out to those stations and everything up and down the Human Rights Radio Network and the Human Rights Information Network. Remind you that we're in our 4,569th night of broadcasting here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois. And there is no doubt about it. You're listening to the People's Choice. because the people choose to listen to the Human Rights Information Network. Check out The Matrix.
We will remember the humanity.
We will remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving,
sharing, and creative. We will work, study,
and listen,
so we may learn,
learn
so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect and unify our homeland. We will raise many children for our nation. We will have discipline,
patience,
devotion, and courage. We will live as models to provide new direction for our people. We will be free and self-determinate.
We are African people.
Aluta!
Aluta!
Continua!
Continua!
Kufala!
Kufala!